What's happening, Joe?
Well, it's total loyalty. It's not the cash. We know that, right?
Yes, but Joe, you know that happens. All you have to do, you know, you want to get cynical about it. There are some coaches who have been known to sort of create rumors of their own, or a coach will say, you know, I have no comment on the fact that the New York Giants are talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
And the New York Giants really aren't talking to them, but people get in
a
panic.
They may not be talking about it, but he's not, not going to comment on it.
So let's extend him 5 more years and give him a $100,000 raise.
Oh, well, you know, a well-placed phrase at the right time can get you, can get you the bonus, get you the extra day. Even if, as you said, even if nothing is going on, and these guys, some of these guys are really, really good at it, of not actually lying about anything and not actually telling you anything.
Yes.
But just coming up with a statement that will let you infer, if you're looking for it, that it's there. I mean, it's business, I guess.
All right. How amusing do you think it is that the SEC scheduled Alabama and Tennessee on the same day when you know that this is going to be the day where you're going to have a ton of Alabama fans out to try to get either a look or an autograph from Nick Saban? And while they're at it, they may hurl a few catcalls at Phil Fulmer.
I think it's hysterical. And I guess it was bound to happen at some point. You know, they try to rotate things around and make sure the teams don't always get stuck with the same time frame or the same day or whatever. But when that schedule came out and I saw that, that's exactly what hit me. And as much of a zoo as it was yesterday with the Tim Tebow factor and the Urban Meyer factor and Les Miles, today is going to be amazing. But the interesting thing is it will all happen early. You know, today is the day where they only have that one early morning session. They have a golf outing for the media and all in the afternoon. So morning radio will miss most of it. Afternoon radio won't get any of it. But the writers are going to have a field day. It's going to be amazing. I remember when Philip Fulmer went back down, I was talking to Coach Johnson about this yesterday. After his couple of years hiatus from the media days, as fate would have it, Coach Fulmer and I ended up on the elevator together. We got in the parking garage at the Winfrey, and you take the elevator up to the lobby. And we stepped on the elevator together, and as the doors closed, he looked at me and said, "Are you sure you want to be on this elevator?" And I said, "Well, when the doors open, I'm stepping to the side, you know." And so he had a good sense of humor about it. Hopefully he'll... it'll just, the good thing about it is they've really done a pretty good job of sort of keeping it down to registered media. Now, that's enough of a zoo, but the fans have a lot more limited access than they used to have. So it will have its moments, I'm sure.
Joe, we played a clip with Bobby Johnson a few minutes ago talking about the quarterback situation for Vanderbilt. And, you know, you got to think it's going to be either Chris Nixon or Mackenzie Adams on opening day. But which one is still a question as you go into camp?
Yeah, they may have an idea of who's number one at the moment. But they really, I think, have just kind of left it out there on the table. You know, guys, you're reporting to camp next week. You know, we've got almost a month before that first game, and you're going to come in here and win the job, you know, going into that 3 weeks prior to the game. So I do know that Chris is healthy.
That's the question.
Yeah, Chris is healthy. He had a good spring. I think he's got his confidence back. You know, I think he really got frustrated last year that the injuries were preventing him from playing the way he knew he could. So I think he's going to come back in fully thinking he's going to take that job. Mackenzie got some valuable experience. He knows he can run that team. So, you know, it's one of those situations where I think competition's a good thing.
Joe, let's be honest here. If Chris Nixon is right, he's got to be the
right
guy.
Right, yeah, that was going to be my next point, too. As a senior especially, I mean, you got to think he'll get the first
shot.
But
what he can do is a pass-run threat.
Yeah.
If he's throwing the ball right, he can really, you know, make things happen.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Let's remember, guys, a year ago he was one of the preseason all-conference, you know, quarterback selections, third team, second team, depending. So he certainly got the skills. As we said, it just if he's healthy, and he says he is, and it looks as he is, I think he's got a great chance to be back there again.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, nice job for Chris Williams, too, huh?
Yeah, 5-year deal.
We were at the media days, and I think he texted George Smith to let him know, hey, you know, 5 years, $16 million, so.
Hello.
I'd be telling everybody I knew, too.
See you later.
Okay, guys.